And Mike, as a guy who's played for some playoff teams, is there any value in playoff experience this week as you guys get ready?
Yeah, I think it does help. I think you know, you've been through it. It does have it is everything's you know, taken up a notch. The speed, the excitement, the crowd, all that stuff is a little bit higher in the playoffs, especially as you go on. So that experience does help, you know, knowing what's coming.
How do you share that with the guys like Poe, who haven't been through that before?
You know, we've been talking about it now for a couple of weeks, what it's gonna be like, and just sharing about the speed of the game and how everything ramps up. But I mean, you know, you guys know Poe. He's not really a slow guy, so I don't think he'll have any issue. We just continue to share that. I mean, that's really all you can say is, you know, how much more exciting and the speed and all that stuff picks up.
Mike, the Colts season has kind of gone like this, and they're on, a three-game win streak. And some of the stories out in Indianapolis is that part of that is they've sped up the offense, they've spread things out a little bit more than they were early in the season. Have you noticed that? Is that something that sticks out to you?
Yeah. I mean, they are doing a good job of that, especially at home. Something we got to be alert for is that, you know, that hurry up and speeding things up. And it keeps you off guard, you know what I mean? It keeps you on your toes. But it's something that, again, we've been working on since, you know, OTAs and minicamp as well. So it'll be a challenge, but, I mean, we've seen it all year. But you're right, it has something they have added to their offense.
Mike, have you noticed, have teams tried to attack you guys differently in the run, maybe with Justin out, or is it mainly the same stuff?
You know, I think it's been pretty similar to, you know, what we had faced before. You know, I'm sure they had done some, you know, a couple different things. I'd have to go back and look. But you know, we faced pretty much the same similar runs that we've been playing all year.
How does life change for you when Justin's not out there?
Well, you know, the guys behind him did a great job. You know, Zombo did a great job. Those guys did a great job coming in. But a guy like Justin, I mean, again, a guy that I seen, you know, the first week I was here, and it's fun to watch him and Tomba play. I mean, they're just amazing players. So, as a defense, you know, we're really grateful he's back out there.
What are your thoughts about where you're going to be playing this weekend? The whole facility there and what they've got out there?
Yeah, you know, I've actually had the blessing to play in Indy twice in the playoffs. So I know what the atmosphere is fun. I played an AFC Championship game there in 2009 and then wild card round in 2010. And it's wild. It's going to be wild. They have great fans out there. So it's going to be a challenge for us. It's a loud, really loud place, loud stadium. Even during a regular season, it's loud. So you guys can imagine how it's amped up during the playoffs. But it'll be exciting.
Do you express to your teammates who don't have the playoff experience about how when you get to an AFC Championship game and lose, how it just rips your guts out?
Oh, it's terrible. And, I mean, 2 years in a row. And I remember when we were in New York, those guys had just come over from Baltimore. And I think there was 4 years in a row for them. So it is. It's horrible. You're this close, and we lost the game by this much, you know. And that's how things happen in the playoffs. Everything is magnified, and those little mistakes become big deals. So I haven't really talked about it to the guys yet, but you don't want to relive that experience too much. But yeah, I mean, that's frustrating.
When you talk about the difference, sometimes is this much, and everything is magnified. Is the counterweight to that come Monday through Friday?
Right.
Preparation?
Yeah, it's huge. I mean, it's so important. Yeah, you're totally right. I mean, every little detail, you got to be on it. And you know, you try to do it during the regular season, but now it's, you know, it's do or die. So you really got to get on it from Monday through Friday. Any little thing that you can learn, any advantage you can get in there in the film room, study, practice, all that stuff gets amped up because you're right. That's what makes the difference.
You talked about the gut-wrenching losses, but as I recall, those Jets teams had success on the road in the playoffs for years. What do you remember about the locker rooms of those teams, and is there anything we can attach to the Chiefs here?
Yeah, very similar as far as the kind of guys we have in that locker room. I mean, we have a great group of guys that are going to stick together. You know, you're going into adverse situations in different stadiums, and, you know, so that adds a challenge. But, you know, we can stick together, and this team's shown it all year. And that was the one thing when we had in New York was everybody gelled. And I have not seen it. I've not seen a team gel in my 7 years like I have this year. I mean, these guys really, this is a family in here. I know everybody talks about it, but it truly is. So I think that's what's really going to make the difference, you know, playing these road games.
Mike, you talked about studying film in every every detail, looking at things. You just saw this team a couple weeks ago. So I know you can't pick out those things and tell us, but do you see things from that game that will help as you study going into this one?
Right. Yeah, you definitely do. I mean, it is great to have had that game 2 weeks ago. You're familiar. And if anything, not so much the scheme because things are going to change, but just the players that you've played against, you have an idea who you're going against, what their strengths are and weaknesses are, because, you know, you can see it on paper, but actually going out there and having the experience, gives you an edge as far as knowing what to expect, and you can transfer that over to the practice field. Okay, I have to work on these certain things because this is where they got me last time. So that does make a difference. That does help.